Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sparred over how the United States could have handled the COVID-19 pandemic better and what more the federal government should be doing. 213,000 Americans have died from the virus, and McConnell's Democratic rival criticized him for blocking coronavirus aid bills that could help localities respond to the pandemic.
And here we are, this coronavirus is still happening. The House put up legislation in May, and it's been sitting on his desk all summer long. He took a vacation, didn't see the urgency to do anything. Meanwhile, here in Kentucky, we have 1 million Kentuckians that are filed for unemployment. Sometime in the last 6 months, we have 300,000 Kentuckians that still don't have health care in the middle of a coronavirus. And he's walking away from negotiations.
McGrath points out that 2020 is the first time in 100 years where there has been an international crisis and the rest of the world isn't looking to the United States for leadership since there is such poor leadership. In his defense, McConnell says he shepherded a $3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill back in March, which has provided $13 billion for Kentucky alone. He's opposed to giving states more money, but blamed Democrats for the stall in passing coronavirus relief.
When you have divided government, there has to be a willingness on both sides to get an agreement. And the Speaker of the House has clearly not been interested in getting an outcome. That's why the talks have gone on for a while. She just chooses to blame the Republican Senate when obviously the biggest part of the problem has been the Democratic House. If I'm a viewer watching this debate, I'm saying, why can't you guys get together? And I think the answer is the proximity to the election has slowed the process. And that's unfortunate for the country. It's unacceptable. But she wants to cast all the blame on the Senate.
McConnell also faced criticism for picking a Supreme Court justice right before the election. McGrath said this should be done post-election. I'm Daniel Witte, reporting for KPFA News.